Thank you, Saharjan. Before starting to read the official statement, I would like to again thank each and every one of you for being here in this cold weather. Honestly, I'm shivering right now. So, the official statement of the rally in Victoria, BC, to stop Hazara genocide. The Hazaras comprise one of the major ethnic groups in Afghanistan and are praised for their love and support for education, peace, human rights, women's rights, and democracy. Yet, amid all these, the Hazaras have suffered discrimination, humiliation, and genocide on ethnic and religious grounds. While Hazaras' tragic history traces its roots long into account, it marked a human tragedy under King Abdurrahman's reign from 1880 to 1901. The king committed a genocide against the Hazaras, which killed 62% of the Hazara population. It is comparable to the Holocaust and the genocide in Rwanda. The genocide also led to mass displacement, enslavement, and usurpation of 64% of the Hazara land. The Hazara genocide continues with greater magnitude and atrocity. Since 2002, the post-Taliban time, the Hazaras in Afghanistan and Pakistan have suffered over 300 suicide attacks, including attacks on women's and children's hospital, schools, tutorial institutions, support clubs, and mosques. In the latest attack on a Hazara education center, which was named Khaj, over 60 students were killed and another 130 were wounded. The series of attacks on Hazaras under different governments at different times indicates the systematic, persistent, and organized character of the Hazara genocide. The organized deadly attacks on Hazaras are carried out because of ethnicity, race, and religion. Impartial observers and genocide experts have acknowledged the Hazara genocide already. According to the Article 2 of the Convention on Prevention and Punishment of Genocide, the International Courts for the Former Yugoslavia and Rwanda Statutes, the International Criminal Court, and the existing jurisprudence in these international courts, the attack on Hazaras count as a genocide. Therefore, the global campaign to protest the Hazara genocide, to condemn and prevent the recurrence of genocide, and to support the victims of genocide and terrorist crimes expects and demands from the international community, especially the United Nations, the European Union, the International Criminal Court, the United States of America, Government of Canada, and human rights institutions. Number one, the United Nations Security Council should take appropriate, supportive, and urgent measures based on Article 1 of the 1948 Convention on the Prevention and Punishment of Genocide regarding the cessation of genocide of the Hazaras in Afghanistan and Pakistan. The United Nations, member states, and human rights organizations to form international observers and fact-finding teams to assess the depth of the atrocities and the continuation of the threats and dispatch them to Afghanistan to ensure the cessation of Hazara genocide. Number three, the United Nations, member states, and human rights institutions to recognize the genocide of Hazaras by referring to the 1948 Convention on the Prevention and Punishment of the Crime of Genocide and the Statute of International Criminal Court and protect the Hazaras against this unforgivable crime. Number four, the United Nations Security Council and the prosecutor of the International Criminal Court to refer the Hazara genocide to the ICC based on their jurisdiction, and the court should investigate and deal with it urgently. Number five, according to Article 25 of the Statute of ICC, the perpetrators, assistants, and planners of the genocide of the Hazaras should be identified, investigated, and trialed before a court of justice. their trial should happen irrespective of their official status. Number six, the countries which accept refugees and the United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees, UNHCR, prioritize the Hazara refugees who had to seek refuge due to the fear of genocide and provide them with dedicated services. Number seven, the United Nations, member states, and international organizations support the victims of genocide and other terrorist attacks and directly supervise the provision of humanitarian aid. Sunday, 13 November 2022, in front of BC Parliament, Victoria, Canada. We are all together to stop Hazara genocide in Afghanistan and Pakistan. Thank you.